welcome to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. I'm Mary Nordahl, and I'm here to help you get the most out of life and teach you everything I've learned as a certified fertility awareness instructor with a bachelor's in clinical psychology. And on this podcast, I'll be sharing the menstrual mindset shifts you need to become the best version of yourself and finally live the life of your dreams. Well, hello there. How do you do? You've come back. You're here again. Episode 12, breaking away from perfectionism, but learning about this through the lens of cycle wisdom so that you can truly break away from high expectations and the procrastination that comes along with constantly striving for perfection. And listen, I know you. You have read all the books, you've listened to all the YouTubers, all the podcasts, but no one, and I mean no one, is out there talking about how your cycle can help you overcome this, how your cycle can help you break free and get more done with less effort. No one's talking about how your hormones teach you how to embrace imperfections and is constantly teaching you through the fluctuations of your cycle how to love yourself and live more effortlessly. No one's talking about it. But guess who is? We are here. We're going to break it down. But before we can do that, we need to get on the same page about what perfectionism looks like. And you may or may not feel victimized by this list. You may resonate with every single item on this list. Now, one thing that I want you to remember as I go through these items is that we can all struggle with some aspect of these things from time to time, especially when we're stressed and overwhelmed. But when it becomes chronic and it impacts your health and well-being, that's when it's time to seek solutions and step into a greater sense of self-love. So that's what I want to emphasize here as I just kind of read over a little list that I curated of what perfectionism looks like. So it's the need to be or appear perfect. It's the belief that it is possible to achieve perfection. It's characterized by an all or none thinking or black and white thinking. You procrastinate and rush to do things until the very last minute. You have shame and fear that you won't be good enough. You are overly self-critical and are never really satisfied with the result. You may or may not have realized that it's a defense mechanism to self-protect. You may or may not have realized that it's a survival mechanism to trauma and a way to stay in a fight, flight, freeze mode because of your unregulated nervous system. You're obsessed with accomplishments and getting things done. You overthink and struggle to make decisions. You're constantly beating yourself up and consider yourself a high achiever who loves to set big goals for yourself. You may or may not have realized that you were trying to control the world by controlling yourself because you most likely grew up in a chaotic home where you didn't know what to do or who to be so that you could be safe. You want to excel in everything. You're burned out. You have low energy. You struggle with staying motivated. You binge and restrict food. You have bouts of anxiety and depression. You're afraid of making mistakes. You have a hard time letting mistakes go. How much of that did you resonate with? I too am a recovering perfectionist. I grew up in a chaotic home. I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly what you're struggling with. Every single point in that list is describing who I used to be. And by learning how to lean into my cycle, that's how I was able to break free, to step into my authenticity, to have a greater sense of inner peace and joy with who I am. Am I completely where I want to be? Not necessarily. I still have a lot of work to do, but I'm making baby steps, and that is the key. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. I'm not trying to place high expectations on myself. And most importantly, I have shifted my perspective on how perfect I need to be in relation to my goals. Let's go over the sponsor for this episode, and then we'll go over the training for today. The sponsor for this episode, and pretty much every episode done here on Menstrual Mental Health, is Fertility Awareness Path. Fertility Awareness Path is my company and online education platform. I offer two types of learning opportunities for women who are looking to master natural birth control and build a life that makes them feel good, have more energy, and achieve their goals. So this is what I specialize in. I have had the pleasure of helping over 24 women avoid pregnancy naturally while reducing PMS and overcoming self-sabotage in the process. My most popular program is called Menstrual Mental Health. It's currently closed for enrollment for the remainder of 2022. If you are not yet on the waitlist and you want to know more about what's offered inside of Menstrual Mental Health, then I highly recommend you visit www.fertilityawarenesspath.com. And on that page, you'll get to learn more about my philosophy behind this program and the psychology behind why it works, why it has helped so many women take control of their menstrual and mental health. So you'll get to see some testimonials from past students that I've helped and how menstrual mental health has helped them to live better, easier, healthier lives. So if you have any questions about menstrual mental health and how I operate in the program and what you can expect, who it's for, who it's not for, and you just want to ask me some questions about the real stuff, about what goes on inside the program, or you want to learn more about all the details, go ahead and message me on Instagram at fertilityawareness.path. I would love, love, love to have more conversations and have more intimate connections with you who are listening to this episode to learn what's present for you, what's going on with your menstrual cycle, and how can I best support you through this podcast. So shoot me a message, let's hang out, let's chat, and I would love to know more about you and your story and see if menstrual mental health is going to be the thing that takes you to the next level. Okay, so now let's talk about today's training on breaking away from perfectionism, breaking free from this pattern of behavior. You want every day to be perfect and consistent. And this is the telltale sign of perfectionism and a direct result of how much culture has influenced you. Think about it like this. We live in a male-dominated society. As much as we are fighting for females to be equal to men, there is still very much a male influence over how society operates. Men are the same way day in and day out, 365 days a year. This is because men's hormones literally look the same way every single day. There's like a little variation. So basically, testosterone is its highest in the morning. So cue the morning boner. These high levels of testosterone also cause him to be more communicative, energetic, and efficient. But then in the afternoon, testosterone does decline, giving way to socializing and connecting with others. And then by the evening, testosterone wanes, causing him to just kind of cocoon on the couch and quiet his mind because it gives way to estrogen. Yes, yeah, see, we have all of the hormones. We have testosterone, especially during our ovulatory phase. It's just not the most dominant hormone for us. It's the most dominant for men. Testosterone is pretty much the same way day in and day out, every single day of the year. And so that makes it really easy for society to operate the same way, because when you get into the female hormonal system called the infradian rhythm, it is not as predictable and consistent. And if you look at the six basic human needs, we do not like unpredictability. It has caused women to kind of be put on the back burner and seen as untrustworthy. How many movies and TV shows make fun of or poke fun or point out how difficult it can be to deal with a woman when they're hormonal, when we're in those final days of our cycle and we're more sensitive to our hormones declining in anticipation of our period. So we're at the mercy of nature when that is happening, but society, because it prefers the masculine hormonal system, it has subconsciously caused society to turn its back on us. So the only way that we can reverse that and take our power back and make society turn around and say, wow, you actually have a lot of power in embracing the unpredictability of your cycle. In order to get them to turn around and respect us is to take ownership of our hormones. You are never going to fulfill society's expectations as a female. Just accept it right now. They have put these stupid expectations on a hormonal system that does not exist within us. We are wired completely differently. So the sooner that you can accept that, the sooner your blood pressure will lower, the sooner your expectations will lower, and you will have more self-compassion, more self-acceptance, and more of just going with the flow. That is the beauty of the cycle, that we have these natural ebbs and flows that occur in us, and we mirror that of nature. Where every few months, nature says, now it's time to shift into the next season. And if you are fortunate enough, like myself, to live in Pennsylvania and experience all four seasons, you see that there's these subtle shifts in the trees, these subtle shifts in weather. And somehow nature just does that automatically, just knows, oop, it's time to go from spring to summer. It's time to go from fall to winter. And nature doesn't throw a temper tantrum. And we don't tell nature, no, 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 don't do that. We're not ready for summer. We're not ready for winter. We just put up with it because nature is what nature is. That's a fact. Men kind of lucked out in a way, but we lucked out more so because we get to be more in touch with nature. We get to deepen our spiritual experience. We are that of nature. So let them bow down and kiss our feet and say, how did we not luck out and be as mighty and powerful as you? When you can embrace those ebbs and flows, yes, sometimes it can feel like a roller coaster ride. And the more that you accept that the roller coaster is just going to go up and down and around and twisty turns, the more likely you are to step off of that ride and say, hot damn, that was a blast. Yeah, it was a little scary here. I wasn't sure what was going to happen next. But wow, I made it through and that was awesome. And that is ultimately the vision that you're looking for when you sit in your rocking chair at 80, 90 years old and you say, wow, that was really tough, but I went along for the ride. And we are presented with that challenge every single day, especially as a cyclical being with these hormonal fluctuations and infradian rhythm that is different day in and day out. We are not consistent. We have this unpredictability, but when we take the time to learn about our hormones and interpret our cervical mucus, interpret our basal body temperature, all of these biomarkers give us indicators as to what is going on with our hormones so that we know what to expect. And then we're more on this preventative, proactive lifestyle instead of the reactive lifestyle, which is much of what society is stuck in this day and age, where they still have not been awakened to this idea that women are wired completely differently. Instead, they just mock it and push us down and try to fit us into the male-oriented box. And it will never work. And the only way we will overcome is to rise up. And to rise up with the knowledge of what is going on with our cycle and take ownership of it. Instead of shying away and saying, ugh, man, why do I have to deal with this? Like, why do I have these hormonal fluctuations? This sucks. Yeah, I'm just going to fit into the narrative of society and I'm just going to make fun of how I'm PMSing again. Oh, how funny. Or you can say, yeah, I'm PMSing and this is why. I know why I'm feeling off today. I know why I'm feeling on top of the world today because of this hormone, because I enjoy being a cyclical being. Because your cycle in these hormonal fluctuations are naturally teaching you to embrace imperfections. Society is placing this expectation on you that you should be the same way day in and day out, that you should be consistent. But when you throw that out the window and say, heck with your expectations, I'm going to be a cyclical being because that is what I am by nature, by how I'm designed. When you say that and accept that, maybe you even need to look in the mirror and say, I am a cyclical being. I am different every single day. When you can accept that wholeheartedly in your bones, that is when perfectionism flies away. Will you be tempted every now and then? Of course, because you live in a society that's expecting perfectionism. But that awareness is that first step. And that awareness gives you that power to say, no, this is my expectation. I'm allowed to have a different expectation than what you have placed on me. And then we have the challenge of making compromises and finding ways to get creative, thinking outside the box. And that's what makes women so powerful and beautiful and exciting and charismatic, because we start to activate our mind and our brain by connecting more with our womb. And everything from the top of our body to the bottom of our body is in alignment. By activating all of that, we are much more powerful. Because when we're misaligned and our womb is saying, I need you to rest, and your heart is saying, but society's telling me to do this, and your heart is saying, I think we should really be doing this. This misalignment is what causes chaos and anxiety and depression and feeling out of whack and PMS. Do you see that domino effect? We want alignment. We need alignment. And it starts with the knowledge. It starts with the awareness. It starts with charting every day. Just taking 30 seconds before you go to bed and taking a moment to open up your notes app or jot it in your journal. What was the overarching emotion of the day? And what you can do is, cycle day one is the first day of your period, and number each day of your cycle. Cycle day one, cycle day two, cycle day three. Sometimes I even just abbreviate CD1, CD2. And then you can even match them up. So after you've had, I'd say typically 3 months of data, after 3 months of data, you start to see these patterns emerge. Wow, cycle day 14, cycle day 16, I'm feeling on top of the world. That's because you're around ovulation. And then, oh, that's interesting. Cycle day 21, I'm kind of lower energy. It's a little different, maybe brain fog, who knows? This is just an example, but you might notice that these things are happening around the same time, month after month. And that data is so gosh darn powerful. That is how you get society to turn its back around and look you in the eye and say, wow, you are a powerful woman. I am in awe of your self-acceptance and self-love. I want to learn more about this menstrual cycle that you have. I am in awe of how you're not ashamed to be a cyclical being. And society says, tell me more, teach me more. And that ripple effect happens. Because you're taking ownership. You're not shying away from your nature. You're embracing it. That is where your power is found. That is where your confidence is found. And confidence is the antithesis to perfectionism. Because when you are confident in your ability, you trust yourself, you're okay with mistakes, you're willing to be risky, that is when we tip the scale and start to be free. All because it started with acknowledging and accepting that we are hormonal beings that are not as consistent as men. So my final advice to you is this: redefine your standards. Look at what you expect of yourself and start playing with safe experiments where you get to be a little imperfect. Perhaps you want your laundry to be folded a certain way. What do you think about just folding it loosely instead? And just see what that feels like. Oh man, you're living on the edge there, you know? Or maybe next time you're writing that email and you go to erase the entire sentence because you messed up one word at the beginning of the sentence, maybe instead you finish the entire sentence and then you take your mouse and you bring it over to that one word and you just fix that one letter that got out of place. That is so sexy. Just these little safe experiments. Play with that and know that you're capable of it all. If I can do it, you can do it too. That's the thing. Be careful to not fall into this thinking that everyone else around you has it figured out, because they don't. We're all just sitting here on this floating rock planet thing in outer space, and we're making up a bunch of rules on how to live. Keyword, making it up, okay? We get to flip the script. We get to change the narrative whenever we want. That's the power of being human and being no longer in a victim mindset, but in control of your reality. Choose to be in alignment. Choose to be aligned with what you want. And that is a wrap for our unofficial season one of Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. I'll be taking a little pause from recordings as I transition into the next chapter of my life. Stay tuned for more details. I'll see you soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it supportive in your healing journey, I'd love to hear what resonated with you the most. Hop on over to Instagram and search at fertilityawareness.path to connect with me today. I look forward to hearing all about your goals and dreams, and I'll see you on the next episode of Menstrual Mental Health.